You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Feel more comfortable if it's both the executive and the legislature reviewing it.
That was Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. Meanwhile, the Iranian president is dismissing Congress, claiming the deal is with world powers, not American lawmakers. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Orange banners with a white heart and the word Boston have been unveiled at the site of the Boston Marathon bombings, which took place 2 years ago today. Mayor Marty Walsh and Governor Charlie Baker were among those taking part in today's observance. Liz Norden, whose sons lost legs in the attack, says the pain still feels new.
For everybody else, it's been, you know, probably a long 2 years. For us, it seems as though it's, just yesterday.
Jane Richard helped unveil one of the banners. She was 7 years old when she lost a leg in the blast that took the life of her 8-year-old brother. Higher oil prices and earnings gains are sending U.S. stock prices higher in early trading. Intel led the Dow higher after the chipmaker reported earnings that were higher than the same period last year. And the price of oil rose 65 cents to $53.94 a barrel in New York. Doctors who treat Medicare patients won't see a 21% cut in payments. The Senate last night gave final approval to a measure that changes how doctors who treat older Americans are reimbursed. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Most people associate today as the deadline to file taxes, but as USA's Ron Taylor explains, it is also a significant day of remembrance.
Today is Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's a day to pause and remember the millions of Jews who died in Nazi Germany during World War II. Some survivors, like Ann Jenner of Nevada, were at a ceremony last night.
We had to be out of our home in 1 hour's time, and all we could take was a pillow. So the children got a pillow, people came to help, and we were thrown out of our house.
In Israel, the Jewish state's official ceremony will begin this evening at the Holocaust Memorial Museum. Hundreds of smaller events marking the somber occasion will take place across Israel. Nevada Rabbi Abraham Cooper says this is an important time to remember the victims.
As we all know, we're living in a sort of pivotal time and a transition time in history. Members of the greatest generation here in America who fought and defeated Hitler and the Nazis, they are slowly but surely leaving the world stage.
The rabbi went on to say that there's an important battle still being fought. I'm Ron Taylor.
Egypt and Saudi Arabia are mulling whether to hold a joint military exercise in the kingdom as airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition are continuing to pound the Iranian-backed Houthi Shiite rebels in Yemen. Hundreds of people have been killed and over 121,000 have been displaced amid the turmoil and fighting. The Houthis have captured Yemen's capital and forced the Western-backed president to flee the country. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. It is 64 degrees out today in beautiful Hunterdon County. It is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 67. Winds coming from the north around 14 miles an hour, so it's a little breezy. And tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 39. Thursday, sunny with a high near 64. And Thursday night, scattered showers after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 45 on Thursday night. Friday, scattered showers and cloudy with a high near 64. And scattered showers on Friday night. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 70. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. Humidity is at 16% today with visibility at 10 miles. And it is spring, I believe, has finally arrived. And it is 12:09.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Counselor's Chat, and I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's program. Some of you hopefully have been noticing that I've been posting my shows more regularly on Facebook and Twitter. I do have also a LinkedIn account, so I would love to have you follow me at www.ruthaltamirarollmancclpc@facebook.com. Little plug there. So today, for those of you that may have noticed, the topic is going to be on parenting. And I think parenting is not only a huge responsibility, it's a calling, it's a job, and it's a joy. So it's all of those things. And we tend to be under the fallacy, for lack of any other word, that we know how to parent. I've been parented, so I know how to parent. I'm going to do what my parents did for me. And some of that may work, and some of that might not work. The reality is each human being is an individual with separate needs. And so it's learning about some of those needs that your children have and being able to adjust your parenting style with each one. Now, I'm not going to talk about specific age groups and those kinds of things. I'm going to be a little bit more general, I believe. I only have an hour. And I think that for the most part, hopefully, if you're a parent with good intentions, your intention is to have your child grow up to become a healthy, respectable, productive adult who can have healthy relationships with other people and become self-sufficient. And I would think that those would be our goals. The thing is, we have the opportunity to influence children in a positive way. And a lot of that has to do with the way we connect with them. Our job is to help them grow and feel safe and thrive, which is more than survive. We are to give them a sense of belonging and a sense of significance. We really can't influence children until we have actually created a positive connection with them. And for infants, this starts right at birth. It's important that they have a sense of safety, that they gain a sense of openness and open communication. Continuous punishments, lecturing, nagging, scolding, blaming, shame-creating, fighting, none of those things really help. Setting good boundaries, I will talk about that. You know, that's something that I talk about a lot, is important. And discipline, I will talk about that, is also important. But it's important to create that connection, a loving connection, so that your child has a sense of belonging and significance in the family. Well, how do you do that? You spend time with your child. You show interest in what they're doing. You listen to their feelings and you listen to what they're doing. Stop whatever you're doing and give your child full attention. So if you're making dinner and Junior says, "Mommy, I got to tell you something," you need to stop and turn around and look. And listen. And validate. Validate doesn't mean that you agree, and I say this even in couples counseling, it doesn't mean that you agree. It just means that, you know what, this is your experience. So I can see you're really excited about what just happened. Or I can see you're sad, or I can see you're angry, or I can see that you're scared. So the next step is then to share. This is how I will keep you safe. I would suggest to parents not to say, "Well, you don't need to feel that way." Child does feel that way. Telling them they don't need to feel a particular way is invalidating their feelings. One of the things to say is, "Yeah, I know you're scared. You're scared, and I'm here to keep you safe." Or, "I love you." And the answer is still no. How's that one? "I know you're disappointed, and I love you," and the answer is still no. Share your thoughts and feelings when appropriate. Remember, children are going to listen to you after they feel listened to. And focus on a solution. Even ask them, "So how do you think you might want to handle this situation?" Let them come up with a question an answer. And ask questions where you are showing that you're curious, that you want to know more information. "Can you tell me more about what happened? Can you tell me more about how you feel? What happened next?" And of course, hugs. Hugs are so important. So with that, I need to take a little commercial break, and I am Ruth Altamirroll, and I will be back talking a little bit more in depth about some parenting skills and tools.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's show, and I am talking about parenting skills. And like I started the show off with, I said, just because we have had parents doesn't mean that we know how to parent. And oftentimes we use the same tools that we learned growing up. And there are other things to do. You have to remember one thing. And I think parents sometimes get tripped up on this particular item. You are not your children's friend. You are their parent. That is a job. Parenting is a job. It's a position that you have in the family. Does that mean that everything that you say goes? Not necessarily. But it does mean that you have the responsibility of training your child to become a healthy, good self-esteem, self-worth, productive adult. Someone who can have good, healthy relationships. And so, believe it or not, the things that we say to our children are very, very powerful. I'm sure there are people out there who say, yeah, I remember this hurtful thing that my mom said or my dad said, and it stuck with me, and I believe it. We don't want to do that to our children. Does that mean that we don't discipline? No, not at all. And discipline is something that does not mean a spanking, I'm going to get the switch, or I'm going to be taking something away. Discipline is structure. So I want to give, and that's one of the most important things we can do for our children, is give them structure. So that they know what time they're going to bed, what time they're getting up, what time is lunch, what time is, and structure. You can be outside and play from this point to this point. You have a half an hour to play your video games. You can, so that they have an idea. Now, children will push. That's their job. They want to push and try and get more fun time, more play time. And the thing is that it's being consistent. And that's part of what discipline is about, being consistent. So whenever and I'm not talking about being rigid, there's a huge difference between being rigid and being consistent. So there can be special times that we can be more flexible. But if it's a school day, we might say, okay, it's getting nice out. You can be outside for an hour playing with a neighborhood friend outside. Otherwise, you have to come in. You have your homework to do. Discipline. I'm going to give you chores. So many parents do not give their children chores. Excuse me. I don't know how you think your child's going to grow up and learn how to wash a dish. Now, we don't want to overburden our children with chores either. They're not little slaves. But giving them age, the word just went out of my head, chores that match their age. So there's no reason a five-year-old can't pick up her dish off the table and put it in the sink. There's no reason a four-year-old can't work at picking up their toys. And sometimes as your children are young like that, you do it with them. We're going to do it together. I'm going to show you how to do it. We're going to do it together. It's amazing how much our children can learn when they're really, really young. So if I do these chores alongside of my child, they're going to learn this is something that we do in our family. You can even create a chore chart. So everybody, mom, dad, brother, sister, we all have chores that are allocated to us. And there can be a reward system. And I wouldn't suggest money necessarily be the reward, because then everything gets equated with getting paid money. It could be time spent together. It could be going to a movie. It could be playing a video game together. And I'm using the word together. So let's do this. And then at the end of the week, we're going to go out for ice cream together as a family. Because we've all done our chores. It's really important when your child is balking at something that you remain respectful with them. Calling your children names other than the name that they're given, especially if it's a derogatory name, can be very hurtful and very demeaning, and even bordering on verbal and emotional abuse. So it's really important in recognizing and using appropriate words, because as an adult, my job is to use words appropriately that are going to build my child up, not tear my child down. Even if there needs to be a consequence or some kind of disciplinary behavior. And consequences are really interesting. There are natural consequences. So something goes on. Your child comes home. I didn't study well. I got a D on my test. That's sort of a natural consequence. So we sit down and we talk about it. I'm going to ask you, well, how do you feel? How do you feel about your grade? I'm really upset about it. Okay. I'm going to ask you, what do you think you can do to bring your grade up? Well, I need to study more. Okay. What is your plan? How do you plan on doing it? So, see, hearing the questions, I'm just saying, okay, you must, you know, and I could validate, wow, you must feel really terrible you got an F. There's a huge difference between doing that rather than saying, I can't believe you got an F. This is really dumb. I know you're smarter than that. Okay, we can go down that path. And check your own expectations out. If you expect that your children are going to get straight A's, you might be setting the bar a little too high. It's about being flexible. All my children should get A's. Well, you know what? Maybe I would prefer they get A's. My job as a parent is to work with them towards getting that A and being okay with it if they get a B and asking them, how do they feel about it? Do you feel you put all the effort in that you thought you can do? Is there something that you can change in the way that you're studying? And I might even be able to give you some pointers if you're interested. I remember when I was in school, what it would feel like for me if I got an F. Or I was really afraid to get an F. We can be respectful with our children. And that doesn't mean that we blame them or shame them or pain them in any kind of way. We can be kind and firm in our enforcement and reinforcement. And believe it or not, children are very logical, and so being reasonable also helps. We can be reasonable in looking at the child's point of view and help them by looking at our point of view, encouraging them to make change, being involved, being helpful. So it looks like I have a news break coming up, and we'll be back with Counselor's Chat, talking a little bit more about parenting tools. And my name is Ruth Altamira Roll. I'm a licensed professional counselor.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan.
Is the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
Former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez has been found guilty of all charges in the 2013 murder of Odin Lloyd. Hernandez had claimed he was there during the killing, but didn't pull the trigger. The judge will soon sentence Hernandez. He faces life in prison without parole. Secretary of State John Kerry says he still believes the U.S. can reach a nuclear deal with Iran.
We are confident about our ability for the president to negotiate an agreement.
Yesterday, President Obama agreed to sign legislation giving Congress the right to reject an agreement.
The American public knows this is big. They'll feel more comfortable if it's both the executive and the legislature reviewing it.
That was Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. Meanwhile, the Iranian president is dismissing Congress, claiming the deal is with world powers, not American lawmakers. This is USA Headline News.
This is a special broadcast. At 4:10 p.m. today, I died. And yet here I am. Why? I am a messenger of God.
This Friday.
This is the beginning.
A star fell from heaven. It changed us and gave us a new destiny to stop the devil himself.
Wait, you mean like the devil?
The end will begin.
We're the angels of the apocalypse.
The Messengers, series premiere Friday on the CW.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's show, and I'm talking about some tips for parenting. One of the things that I think is extremely important is helping children recognize the difference between what they feel, what they think, and what they do. Oftentimes, clients that come into my office struggle with feelings. They don't know what they feel. They don't know any words to put on their feelings. They know that they're depressed. And oftentimes, depression, for some biologically based, some situational depression, oftentimes can be related to the fact that I don't know how to feel feelings. I don't even know what I'm feeling. And one of the things that I do is I help them get in touch with their feelings. Feelings give us valuable information about who we are and what's important to us. You have heard me say four basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. Children need to learn that it's okay to feel whatever it is they feel, whenever it is they feel it. It's what they do with the feelings that matters most. Oftentimes, I hear a parent say, I don't want my children ever to feel disappointed. I don't want them ever to get angry. I don't want them ever to be sad. And so what they do is they buy things or negate things or cover up things. And those feelings get buried because children don't know how to handle them. So it's much better to say, I know that you're disappointed right now. And you may even be angry with me because I'm not letting you watch an extra 10 minutes or play an extra 10 minutes of your game. I know you're disappointed, and that's okay. It's okay to be disappointed. And, very important word, and, we still need to turn things off. Why? Well, you know, it's time to go to bed. You need to get your sleep. You're getting up tomorrow morning for school. So I'm going to be logical. But I want to play more of my game. Yeah, I know you do, and I know you're disappointed, and we still need to turn it off. It's important to say, oh, yeah, that, you know, oh, you fell and you hurt yourself. Yeah, that hurts. It does hurt. And look, it works. Your knee works. And we'll go put a Band-Aid. And the hurt's going to get better. We're gonna patch it up. Yeah, I can see that you're really upset with your brother right now. But hitting him? You know what? Why don't you draw a picture of how you feel? Or instead of hitting your brother, why don't you hit this pillow? It's really important to help children understand the difference between feelings and the actions that they take. And the earlier we start with that, the better. Your child says, I'm hungry. You don't say, no, you're not. You just had lunch 15 minutes ago. You say, all right, so maybe you're hungry. That's okay. But you know what? I just cleaned everything up for lunch and I'm not going to fix anything right now. However, you can either wait till dinner, or here's something healthy to eat. Pick a healthy snack. You may even have some healthy snacks that you pre-choose for your children. Carrots, apples, cheese, a yogurt. No, I don't want that. I want a cookie. Okay, well, I can understand that you might want a cookie. And a cookie sounds really good. However, which is another good word, however, The only snacks we have right now are these four to choose from. And the one thing that I do want to say is let your child make a choice, but give them something to choose from, a limited choice. Don't open up the pantry and say, well, you could have whatever you want. Too many things for a child to choose. Going to the restaurant, looking at a menu, a diner menu, are you kidding me? I can't choose. So it's really important to give them, you have this, this, and this to choose from. And give them that opportunity to choose. It's very helpful. So validate their feelings. Even though there may be a limit for you in terms of, yes, I know you're sad. Yes, I know you're disappointed. And, or however. Very important words to use. And what if they make mistakes? Again, validate feelings. Don't yell at them for making a mistake, telling them you're disappointed, humiliating them, putting them down, letting them know that they're bad or inadequate. I wonder what would happen if you were to say you made a mistake. Wow, that's fantastic. What can you learn from it? Let them know that we all make mistakes, and that mistakes give us the opportunity to learn. So often children have become afraid to make a mistake because they've been shamed or blamed. And they become timid because they don't want to make a mistake. Give them the opportunity to come up with new solutions. Again, it's asking them, how would you do things differently? And if they don't know, they say, well, I don't know. You can give them, again, a selection of opportunities. Say, well, you could do this way, or you could do it that way, or you could do it another way. Give them an opportunity and say, and again, it's okay. Okay, you made a mistake. It really is okay. Because we don't want to lower someone's sense of self-worth. And this is something that I say to my clients quite frequently. The word self. As we're growing up, as we're children, we do gain a sense of self-esteem through what the adults in our lives tell us. It is the responsibility of a parent to help their child develop a good sense of self-esteem. That is not about giving them trophies for participating in something or giving them trophies for a job well done. It is asking them the question, how do you feel about it? Because if I keep saying to my child, oh, you did a good job, attaboy, attagirl, pat on the back, here's $10 for getting an A, that's other esteem. How do you feel about the job you did? I know I'm proud of you. Or I say, I know I'm okay with that you made the mistake because it's an opportunity to learn. But that's what I'm thinking and feeling. I'm going to ask you, how do you think? What do you feel? Do you feel good about the job that you did? You know, children are very smart. They know. They know exactly how they feel. They know more about how they feel than we do as adults because we have learned all those tricks and how to stuff our feelings. So to help your child identify their feelings, being okay with it. So mistakes are a wonderful opportunity to learn. Even as adults, it's important for us to recognize that. And if there is a mistake made, focus on the solution. It's not about having a power struggle. It's about focusing on the solution. Children are excellent problem solvers. They have many creative ideas. Oftentimes, playing, is about problem solving for children. And let them come up with some solutions. Now, some of their solutions maybe pushing the envelope. Well, what's the solution here? Well, the solution would be to let me watch more television, or let me play longer on the video game, or let me, you know, be longer on the computer, or have my friend here longer. Then I'll be happy. Well, that's not the solution that we're looking for, because it's then saying, okay, well, let's think this out. So bedtime is at 9 o'clock. And you've been playing this video game now for half an hour, and it's time to turn the light out, and you want another half hour. So what's going to happen tomorrow? You get less sleep. What do you think is going to happen? I'm going to be fine. Yeah? You think so? You're not going to be tired? No, I'm not going to be. And sometimes, you know what? Let your child have natural consequences. Okay. If you're tired tomorrow, we're gonna go back, okay? So yeah, the child's gonna wake up tired. Yeah, you're tired. Look, you're having a hard time getting out of bed. Okay, so here's a lesson learned. Not I told you so. What's the lesson? We can learn something here. What are we learning? I know if I go to bed late, I get up tired. Be respectful. Be reasonable. All positive things. Pay attention. Very important. So often, especially if you're both working, your lives are so busy, you're actually not paying attention to what's going on with your children. Give them time every day. One-on-one time. Tell me, how was your day? What's been going on? How was school? What did you learn? Let me see your homework. How are things on the playground? Spend time reading with your child. Very important. I know there are things that children are not learning in school. And be up on what you want your children to learn. Because you may have to spend some time with them. Well, I need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirol, your host for today's program.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site.
affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's show. And I have a little announcement for the None Better Golf Outing. It is on April 27th at the Morristown Springbrook Country Club. The Sisters of the Community of St. John Baptist in Mendham. This is their first foray into a golf outing, and it is dedicated to the preservation of their century-old convent and retreat house. In addition, some of you may know of Daytop, which is an adolescent treatment facility. Daytop is on the grounds of the community of St. John Baptist, and it focuses on recovery for adolescents. In addition, they have a labyrinth walk and many other walks on their 75 acres up in Mendham. And so this golf outing is designed to support the sisters. And it's an 18-hole golf course which should be a lot of fun, I think. You have refreshments will be there, of course, and a gourmet lunch and a dinner menu. There will also be raffles and silent auctions, grand prizes such as four cars, including a Lexus, Audi, and a Rolex watch for a hole-in-one prize. So it sounds like a lot of fun. Again, that is April 27th, the None Better Golf Outing. And for more information, you can contact Sister Pamela at 973-543-4641, extension 9. That's 973-543-4641, extension 9, or www.csjb.org. Community of St. John Baptist, Mendham. Okay, well, I am back with Counselor's Chat and finishing up this last segment, talking about some parenting tips, the value of helping your children identify their feelings, validating them, encouraging them, asking them for their solutions, providing hugs, distracting and redirecting. There's a great site that you can go on to look at some of these things. It's a blog, blog.positivedisciplined.com, blog.positivedisciplined.com. I think it's a great site to learn all kinds of positive things about parenting. Oftentimes, children under the age of three don't understand no in the way that we think they do. And so one of the things to learn to do with your child that's always saying no or doesn't understand you're saying no is to actually distract them. It used to be that parents would bring games and toys, and a lot of times we don't see that. And a lot of times we just have our children watch videos or cartoons on our iPads or cell phones, smartphones. Though it can be distracting, we're also teaching our children to just watch. Giving them something that they can do is a positive thing. And that's why doing something like giving them some toys that are more interactive, helping them, and I think children are beginning to lose the ability to be as playing make-believe as they used to be. We're losing that in our children because we're providing so many things. Make-believe is such a wonderful thing for children to do, and you can do that with your children, make-believe, or give them some toys where they can come up with their own scenario, make their own story. And so that's something to do, to distract our children sometimes from what's going on, because especially if we're telling them no. I am not necessarily against one swat on a padded behind. Just a gentle swat, a child knows what that means. However, as child gets older, we don't want to do that at all. We really want to work at validating feelings, giving them choice, asking them what they might think would be a good solution. Providing that structure and discipline. See to it that your life is structured so that your child's life is structured. Teaching them boundaries and limits. How do you feel now that you did that? Asking them, how do you feel? I think that's such an important question to always ask your child, how do you feel? What did you just learn? Our feelings teach us to make good decisions. If I'm always feeling sad or mad or afraid, I need to know those feelings. Well, I'm afraid, ... Okay, well, what can we do? What can we do? And one of the things that's important is don't stand up and talk to your child. Get on their level. Squat down, kneel down, make that eye contact. When a child is looking up at you, all they see are nostrils. Get down to their level. Choose your words wisely. And validate for them. And by all means, spend time with them. Read with them. Play a game with them. Do outings with them. Family dinners are kind of going by the wayside, unfortunately. They're still so important. Find out what your child is doing, what they're interested in, who their friends are. The more your child feels that they are connected to the family, the more they feel encouraged by you and that you're interested in by validating their feelings. By telling them some things that you might expect from them, providing that discipline. Helping them problem solve. Limit time on video games and television. Create routines for them. Create special time. take time for training. Have a family meeting. Once a week, once a month. So how are we doing as a family? Are we missing something? Are we doing okay? Follow through. Just wait till your dad comes home is not appropriate. A child learns better with more immediate consequence. And focus on that solution. Give them choices. Empower your children. If you have a child that is talking back to you, you can say, well, you sound really angry. What's going on? How come you're so angry? Well, maybe I'm feeling nagged, or I'm feeling that you're giving me orders. Okay. I can see how you might feel that way. So, what do I do with it as a parent? Do I just say, okay, I'm going to let it go? Well, I could say, well, do you have a better solution? Okay, you've been nagging me about my homework. Okay. I can see why you're angry about that. Do you have a better solution? Well, I want to do my homework at 9 o'clock tonight. Well, let's think about it. Let's talk it through. Tell me, how much homework do you have? See, parenting takes time. We can't just do it on the fly. That's why I say it's a job. And it's an important job. If we take the job of parenting for granted, our children grow up with low self-esteem, making poor choices, unmotivated, possibly even getting into drugs and alcohol. Our job is to give them that foundation, teach them how to have good self-esteem rather than other esteem. My job is not to keep giving those attaboys to my child. It's helping them look at themselves and gain that sense of self-awareness in terms of, yeah, you know, I did a good job with that. Is there anything that you think you could do better? Yeah, I think maybe if I had put a little bit more effort behind. Okay, so this is something to learn for next time. How do you feel about getting that B? I'm stupid. I'm this. Well, wait a minute. No. Let's not do that. I know you might be feeling stupid, but there's plenty of evidence to prove that you're not. What I'm thinking is maybe there needed to be a little bit more effort behind this. What do you think? Important things. Anyway, I think I can go on and on about parenting because I've reached the end of time of my time. If anyone is interested in finding out more information about what I do, you can visit me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.net. I would love to hear from you. You can also call at 908-237-2899. And leave a message if you would like, if you don't get me, if I don't answer the phone, and leave a message about if you would like some counseling. I'm always taking on new clients. I don't keep a waiting list, or if you have a suggestion about the show. So this is Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, Counselors Chat, and I am hoping that we help remove the stigma around counseling. Have a good week.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The jury has announced a verdict in the Aaron Hernandez murder trial.
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
That was the jury foreperson reading the verdict. The former New England Patriot player was found guilty on all charges in the 2013 killing of Odin Lloyd. Hernandez's lawyers claimed he was there during the murder but didn't pull the trigger. After the verdict was read, Odin's family spoke before the judge.
The day I laid my son Odin's life to rest, I felt my